Hello. It's audio mode. Come on. I've been bad because I've forgotten. There we go. A bit better. No windows. Open. Less noise. I have a Clio. Little five-door. Four-year-old Clio. Hardly any mileage. Only one owner. I just bought it the other day. Really nice to drive. And I've been looking for bike carriers. But that's where the difficulty comes in. Now, Renault recommend that you don't fasten a bike carrier onto the back hatch, onto the boot, because it can damage the car and the bumper. And it also restricts access and things like that. What they do recommend is either a roof rack and bike carrying bars, or a tow bar bike carrier. And tow bar bike carriers look really, really nice, and they're very stable and very secure. But when you start tallying things up, you've got X amount for the wiring kit, which is hardwired in. It's none of these Scotch blocks things, it's a proper job. It's a 13-pin connector. You've then got your tow bar kit. So those two bits alone, before they put that and fitting on, I'm looking at nearly £300. Then I've got the bike carrier itself, which is, that's not too bad a price, that's about £90. And I could get discount on that as well. But then you look at a roof rack, and you look at £100 for the roof bars, the ones that go across the car. Now, with a Clio, it's smooth doors. There's no gutter trim. Not like the old cars or anything like that. And it's not like Vauxhall's, which has got the little slidey panels with the little hidden trim inside. But what it does have is fixed bolts. So underneath the rubber seal, just out of view, up in front of the, by the front doors and halfway down the back doors, there is two star head screw bolt things which you'd undo and you can fasten on, and then it looks like it's part of it. You know, it's a hidden but a secure fastening. And then on top of that, I have £25 a time for the bike carriers. So for £190, I could put three bikes on my roof. And I would have only just put the tow bar on. Now for £150, I can get something that hangs off the boot. But Renault don't recommend that. They say it's best not to, because it's going to do damage. And I'm inclined to listen to them. I think it might be in my interest, if I am to keep this car looking as good as it does, to do what they say. I know some of it is probably sales speak to say, oh, you need to get this, but for £190, I get a roof rack, which I can use for other things, and I get three lock-on, lock-off bike-carrying bars. And I can fit three bikes on the roof, just. It'd be a tight fit, but they would fit. Because, you know, you do one backwards and two forwards so that it fits better. So I've just got to work out, do I want to spend twice as much on something I'm not going to use that often, or spend £200 when they take it in the dealership discount for me to get something I'll get more use of, because it means I'll have a roof rack as well, which then I can start using for other things. So, that's my dilemma and thoughts for today. I think I know what I'm going to do. I've just got to get the money out to get it.